From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Former President George W. Bush visited New Orleans Friday to mark the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Mr. Bush addressed a large crowd at Warren Easton Charter High School, the same school that he visited on the first anniversary of the catastrophic storm. He praised New Orleans's resilience and return from Katrina 10 years ago.
It's a spirit that I saw in New Orleans 10 years ago that is very evident today. We see the spirit of the population that has ticked back up as families settled back down.
Mr. Bush was president in 2005 when Hurricane Katrina broke through protective levees and flooded the city. 1,800 people died. More than 100,000 homes were destroyed. His administration was also roundly criticized in the days following the storm for a slow emergency response to the thousands in need. Meanwhile, the Dominican Republic, Haiti, and South Florida are bracing for heavy wind and rains associated with tropical storm Erica. 12 people died in Dominica when the storm smashed into that island. Erica has weakened but still has sustained winds of around 81 kilometers per hour. Forecasters say that it could hit Florida Sunday and sweep northward. James Franklin is with the National Hurricane Center.
We now know that Erica is going to have to deal with the mountainous landmass of Hispaniola. That's going to disrupt the circulation even more than it already has been.
Florida's governor has declared a state of emergency. A hurricane has not hit Florida in 10 years. The latest predictions say that Erica will remain a tropical storm when it makes landfall. For more, please visit our website. This is VOA News. Austrian and Hungarian law enforcement officials say that several people have been arrested, that is, after 71 bodies of migrants were found in a truck trailer on an Austrian highway. Austrian officials said that three people were arrested, two Bulgarians and a third person with Hungarian identity papers. Late Friday, their Hungarian counterpart said four people were in custody, three Bulgarian citizens and an Afghan national. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest said the Obama administration deplores the loss of life.
And we have mourned the humanitarian impact of the terrible violence that we've seen in the Middle East and in North Africa. And this is just the latest manifestation of that. The early indications are that it's possible that that these individuals may have originally come from the Middle East.
Also Friday, a boat full of migrants that launched from Libya headed to Italy sank, and authorities fear as many as 200 people are dead. Officials say that Libya's Coast Guard rescued another 200 from the doomed vessel off the shores of the Libyan city of Zuwara by late Thursday. Yemeni Foreign Minister Riyad Yassin says the liberation of Yemen's capital city is imminent. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, Yassin said pro-government forces will retake the city within the next 2 months.
Foreign Minister Riyad Yassin told journalists that he thinks Houthi fighters and their allies under former President Saleh are fighting bitterly to hold on to Taiz because they realize that the fall of the city to his government means that the battle to liberate Sana'a will commence. Video showed Saudi-led coalition forces firing automatic weapons at Houthi positions in their stronghold of Sada province in northern Yemen. Houthi's Al-Masira TV, however, broadcast video which claimed to show the destruction of a Saudi military command post with a missile. VOA could not independently confirm the claim. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The National Zoo in Washington announced Friday that the surviving cub born to resident pandas Meishong and Tiantian last week is male. Meishong gave birth to fraternal twins last Saturday, but the smaller cub, also a male fathered by Tiantian, died on Wednesday. Zoo official Wendy Smith told reporters that the surviving cub is thriving.
I mean, she's been in that den since she gave birth. Today, all these days later, even as she tried to make her way out, squeals from that cub brought her right back. It took her a few tries to get out.
There are only about 300 giant pandas in captivity and roughly 1,600 in the wild. I'm David Byrd, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.